Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk. I'm Frederick Penny, our host, with Todd Cunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Denise Dirks is off today. We've had a great hour. We are a three-hour show. Those of you who are joining us, we should have said this. We always say it our first hour, but sometimes radio stations carry 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. You can go to www.radiolawtalk.com, and you can find the live, you know, listen to us live button, and click on Listen to Us Live, and you can hear the whole show all 3 hours. Or you can go to our podcasts that you can actually do a search on any topic, and you go back 4 years worth of podcasts and find the podcast we talked about, you know, X or Y, whatever type situation we were discussing.
A Boolean search. Is that right? A Boolean, yeah, right.
Yeah, whatever.
I feel like we're dealing in some sort of contraband here. All of a sudden, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you the first hour for free, all right? Wow. And then, to get you fixed for Radio Law Talk, you go to RadioLawTalk.com, and you can listen to us live. There's also a podcast there you can search, because we know after 3 hours on a Saturday, that's not going to be enough. You're going to be jonesing for Radio Law Talk come Sunday afternoon.
And we know where you live.
Yes, we know.
And it's all free.
Yes.
This is an important thing. There's no charge for any of those services.
Oh, no. We get you another way.
Well, there's one thing I forgot to mention. Speaking of that, this portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals, Strauss. For more information on Strauss Naturals, go to StraussNaturals.com.
That was actually first hour, was it?
Well,
we'll give it second hour.
Portion of every hour. Every hour.
Whatever. Yeah. We love having people involved. You know, we're going to have a lot of fun because we're going to talk about the lawyers, the pants that caught fire during a trial. We're going to talk about that. The Taylor Swift theme park. I was so happy when I saw that there's more coming up about that.
Because
we talked about this before years ago. Probably 3-4 years ago we talked about it. And then we're going to talk about the lawsuit with auto insurers about rates. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving you legal advice. The only time you're going to be able to use this, Todd, is where and when?
You know, you're sitting around the dinner table, family gathering, Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, a Saturday. and somebody brings up that, you know, they said that back in '07, you can counter any, quote, they say, close quote, type statement with, well, on Radio Law Talk.
That's perfect.
On Radio Law Talk.
They said. Yeah.
Todd, Fred, Denise, and Cal said. And then.
Please don't quote me. That's an opening.
Well, Cal asked the question, and in response, Fred said.
That, much better.
Yes, there we go.
Yeah, so that's what. My last name's Penny. P as in Paul, E-N-N-E-Y. Isn't that funny how your parents used to say weird things, and now you do it? My mom would always say, Penny, Ann, Penny. P as in Paul, E-N-N-E-Y. She always emphasized the E. And then I become one of those. My wife told me the other day, I went, Penny, P as in Paul, E-N-N-E-Y.
You can be on a nationwide insurance commercial pretty soon.
I would be the smart aleck there. I would say, if my last name were Penny, P as in pterodactyl,
yes.
E as in enigma.
Oh, that's a good one.
P as in psychology, or phonetics.
Yes, there we go.
As in, right.
All right, 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. You want to hear this? We got no points last time, Todd. Let's beat Denise while she's gone. We got a case or no case. Number two. Go
All
for
right,
it.
Here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
And now, case or no case, it's called Adventure Point, but it may soon be called No Adventure at All. A Texas physician decided he wanted to dump all of his money into an amusement destination that reminded him of the one that his father used to run back in the day when he was but a wanton youth. Texas Dr. Harvey Slusky wanted it to look like one of these old-fashioned amusement venues. Slusky's dad, as we said, was in the amusement business. So he got a contractor and got a lawyer, and they started building several years ago. Several years ago. Have you heard of Adventureland? There's still no park. And, you know, when you go there, the Tilt-A-Whirl looks rather forlorn all by itself. No other rides completed. The dreaming doctor said, I'm going to... What did you do with my $10 million? The contractor and lawyer say, well, doc, you came in, you gave us a plan, you have had so many change orders and so many things that you want us to do differently than the original plan that the funds got all eaten up by all of those change orders. And that is my query for you, in case or no case. So I think it's Todd's turn to go first. Mr. Kunin, what do you think? Case or no case? Does Doc Slusky have a case?
I'm going to say that, well, I'm going to say he does have a case. And here's why. I get that you can have change orders that eat up all the money. But I don't think that there's any excuse for the contractor, whoever's supposed to be building it, to not give the investor notice that, hey, the funds are running dry,
right.
Okay? And if we do this, we won't be able to finish that. For the person to not have any notice or know that the consequence is this isn't going to materialize, how long had it been under construction?
7 years.
For 7 years, this thing isn't getting done. And now, after 7 years, the contractor is now claiming, well, your change orders, you took all of our money.
Right. Well, as the joke goes, he promised he'd have it ready by Tuesday. Anyway.
Yeah. So.
Be ready for Tuesday, no problem.
So I'm going to say that this.
Got a bridge for you I'm going to sell.
2 weeks from Tuesday.
Can I have a hamburger today? You know, this is really telling of all the TV we used to watch as kids, or in Cal's case, in his early 30s.
Hey.
So,
wasn't invented when I was a kid.
So I'm going to say this is a case, and I'm going to say that the amusement park, the contractor loses. The guy who was the money behind it, he wins, because the contractor should have kept him abreast of the boy. Couldn't say that word. If Denise was here, she'd give me a dirty look.
Yeah,
to keep her, to keep them abreast of what's going on. They didn't do that.
So you say case and the doc prevails.
Case, doc prevails.
Mr. Penny, what say you? Is this too obvious? Do you
no,
think?
I just want some points because Denise isn't here, and I'm trying to figure out a way to get some points. I don't know.
Well, that explains the envelope under the keyboard. On that
that's the $20 in there, Cal. Jeez Louise. All right, amusement park, 855 Law Radio, if you want to call and tell me the answer so I know what to do. Cal, let's just say, oh, man, I'm going to say it's a case. Oh.
Go big or go home, Fred. The only way to get 2 points separation
no case.
Is to say no case.
I know. I'm trying to think of no case. Adventure Park. I'm going to say it's a case and the doctor prevails. Sorry, Todd. I'm going 100% with you so I can get ahead of Denise.
Fascinating. Well,
yes.
This is going to be pathetic if we go three rounds and we don't gain any ground.
Oh, but the good news is I got 2 points today. Right?
Yes, that's true.
But here's the situation.
Okay, tell us.
After 7 years of wrangling and going back and forth and finally going to court, yes, the doctor...
He went to court then.
The doctor did get another lawyer and went... after both of them, and after 7 years, the matter is still hung up in the Texas court system. No verdict, so you get a binary, 1 point for yes, 1 point for yes, that's it.
And then we would have to normally say, that's still pending. Okay.
Yeah.
At least we got a point each. All right. When we come back, remember we're going to talk about lawsuits being filed against auto insurers, and then the Taylor Swift case. Super, super, super interesting. I have a interesting take on it, and we're going to talk about the
up here on Radio Lots and Cunin on your favorite radio station, and of course, many of you listening on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800. 800-
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
Well, we're back to talking a little bit about the law. We're going to talk about lawsuits against the auto insurance company. Obviously, they're statistically the insurance claims are down, especially auto accidents. And I actually, and Todd, you know this, and I don't know what happened, but I wrote an article on this. I wrote an article that talks about insurance and how these insurance companies and businesses can make money through the pandemic and how they've made money on the pandemic. And I talked about some statistics. And I know you touched me while I walked in, and I did give you my autograph.
I what?
You touched me because, you know, I was famous. I'm famous.
You hit him up.
I hit him up. Yes, yes.
Because I'm famous. Let me tell you
what
I'm famous.
I just want to clarify what Fred means when he says you touched me when I walked in.
Well, whatever. Anyway, it's been on Yahoo Finance, MarketWatch. My article has gone viral.
And this isn't the first one. You had one on Forbes not too long ago.
I've had one on Forbes. But this is one that they wrote about me on Forbes. Bless a long story. But this is one I wrote. It's picked up all over the place. And so anyway, to make a long story short, what I said in that article is here's some statistics I want to go over with you that's right on point about this insurance. Because there's been a lawsuit in Nevada suing, you know, State Farm and a number, you know, and Nationwide and USAA and a number of different insurance companies. Saying that you're not refunding us enough money because the amount of claims and lawsuits are down so much, you should give us more money back.
If our premium, if the premium that you pay is based upon actuarials which demonstrate the risk that you will be in an accident, then if the payment is supposed to reflect that, the lawsuits essentially are, during the pandemic, there was such a reduction in driving. Mm-hmm. That the risk of getting into an accident was lower, and our premiums should have reflected that.
Right.
A reduction in premiums because of that.
Now, here's my real-world experience. So I know insurance adjusters, a lot of people in the insurance industry, and I was told, this is me specifically, by one of the insurance people, that that their corporation advised them they're down 50%, the claims for injuries or accidents, down 50% from last year.
My premiums aren't down 50%.
That's exactly 1%. And then here's another statistic. So not all states are up to date on their statistics, but here's an example. And by the way, I'm quoting Fred Penny in the article on Yahoo Finance and through PR Newswire.
I certainly hope Fred Penny doesn't sue us.
Yes.
I'm just quoting Fred Penny.
And I'm on Yahoo Finance. According to the Consumer Federation of America and Colorado, Maryland, Massachusetts, and Texas, there have been 23% fewer accidents in September and October 2020 as compared to 2019. The reason they only have certain points they look at. Most other states are the same, I say. And I go in and say, in fact, during March through October in 2020, Texas saw over 97,000, again, I'm going to repeat that, 97,000 less accidents than the year before.
Wow.
And you tell me the personal injury lawyers aren't struggling a little bit. A lot of them are. And I know law firms that are dropping off 70% or more of their lawyers are leaving.
All the low-hanging fruit guys are out by now.
That's
right?
Exactly right. Now the argument is too. By the way, there are statistics that show, and I'm not going to get into all the that show the death rate though is higher, and pro rata. And why is it higher? Because they're claiming there's more people sitting at home, and the freeways are more open, and people are speeding and driving more erratic because you're not going slow because the freeway's, you know, doing 15 miles an hour.
Yeah, that 97,000 figure that includes like the bumper bashes.
Oh yeah, little minor
things.
So yeah, no, it's not deaths. It's bumper. You know, any but accidents. That's a lot of accidents. That's down. And then we go into the following. This is probably the most interesting statistic that I brought up. That comes from the California courts, and this is in California. And this will be interesting to you. Now, this is civil cases. And so, according to the Judicial Council of California, from March 2019 through August 2019, okay, got that? Alameda County was able to accommodate 115,671 cases. You know, in other words, it could be anything from a little minor thing to, you know, a two-week trial, right?
And that's the home of Oakland, California.
That's
a very populous county.
Yeah. That's a very big. So 115,671 trials in one form or another. March 2020 through August 2020. Take a guess, guys. That's 115,670. How many of that?
90.
57,095.
Wow.
Down more than 50%. Now, this is staggering 50.6%. You think that's bad? The worst in California, Sacramento County is down 72.9% cases that they had.
Now,
72
civil
No, this is just all cases. Okay. 72.9. I got to double check. Even my own system. I got to press the thing and it shows me the stats. But they just said cases. So, but 72.9% decrease in Sacramento County from the prior year.
Now, this is a judicial council statistic, right?
Right.
So they're pulling that statistic from filings within the court,
right.
Correct?
Right.
So the question that I would have is, how does that compare to, say, police records where of the number of accidents? I'm sure it's down.
Oh, no, that's not different.
But I do know that right now, one of the reasons why that might be down in terms of cases that are filed is that for a long time, the courts were just closed.
Yeah, but let me be clear.
Courts offices were closed.
That's not accidents they're talking about. Some are accidents. Some are just a lawsuit, property lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
My point is the courts are closed down. You can't get in there to get your case resolved.
You can't. And so the question is, when the courts start to open back up in 2021,
right?
Are we going to see now a spike, an increase in cases being filed to cover the period of time in 2020 when they couldn't file them?
The answer would be, I go ahead, Cal.
What's the ratio of settlements versus filings now?
And I talk about that in my article. Go to Yahoo Finance. It's very interesting. The way that things get settled, believe it or not, is bringing lawsuits. Because when you see the end and you're going to go before a jury and a judge, that's like, uh-oh, everyone puckers, and that's when cases settle. But they're not getting there now, so it's more difficult to settle cases. Believe it or not, it is better that you got a trial coming up because people want to settle because do you want to put your fate in 12 jurors or a judge, or do you want to settle?
That's the pressure point, right?
That's the pressure point. But otherwise, there's no pressure point, right? Okay, I'm just going to sit for the next 2 years.
Wow.
We'll be back after this and talk more about Taylor Swift and a burning pants of a lawyer.
Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk, as Fred told you, coming up right here on many local radio stations and always on RadioLawTalk.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Cut Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Get the Quick Cut confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car. They'll have you looking sharp.
Know someone.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Some more stimulus money could be heading your way as the House has passed a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill. The vote was 219 to 212 with no Republican support. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the bill will help millions of people in different ways.
18 million Americans will receive unemployment insurance. 40 million Americans will receive nutrition assistance. 27 million children will receive help through an expanded child tax credit.
The vote was along party lines. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said when he read the bill, almost every single page contained
a liberal pipe dream that predates the pandemic.
The bill now heads to the Senate. It includes a federal minimum wage increase of $15 an hour, but it's likely that the Senate will scrap that provision. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
That is Armadillo.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
So as a host of Radio Law Talk, ooh, that's kind of loud, Cal. As a host, there you go, to Radio Law Talk, and as a personal injury lawyer, obviously I've been doing personal injury for 28 years now and handled a lot of cases. There is, I won't name names, but there are partners in my firm that we do all plaintiff stuff and only one defendant. We represent a defendant that is in the entertainment business. And this lawsuit, Taylor Swift, is being sued because there is a company out of Utah near Salt Lake City called, what's it called? Evermore.
Yes.
And I remember when this started out, and I knew this through the association with our clients, and Evermore is a wonderful, great idea, I'm telling you. And we talk about this, Todd, all the time. You get lawsuits going. No matter what happens, the best part about it is what? Radio Law Talk talks about it. Other people talk about it. And Evermore is the coolest thing. Now, I want you to look it up. Look it up, Todd, on your computer. Evermore.
Well, I can't look it up with a computer because when I got here today, I got a virus warning.
Yes.
So my computer is now doing
okay. A
virus check.
Look
but I'll look it up here on my alternative source.
I'm telling you, it was way back, I say probably 10 years ago they built it or started. Maybe less, and it's called Evermore, and it's kind of a theme of like Harry Potter, the old ancient ways, and they've got the basically like Harry Potter or The Hobbit. It's during that time period. What do you call that? What's that, medieval times?
Like medieval times.
Medieval
like that.
Times.
Dark Ages. Medieval.
It is the coolest thing you've ever seen, and they had to cut it down like, I don't know, maybe two-thirds of it because they couldn't build enough. They I don't know what the financial situation was, but it was supposed to be a massive theme park. They took it down a lot smaller, and, you know, they may be struggling, may not. Clearly they are because of the pandemic. Everyone is. But it is cool. You walk through there, and I was able to go through it. for their lunch place, or they have events during Halloween, Christmas, and it's like an interactive facility. It's like you can live there. It's like living there. It's really cool. Guys walking around with what do you want to call them? Like dragons and stuff like that. What are you laughing about?
Well, it just so. This theme park and its proximity to a college that I went to.
Right, I told you where.
And knowing that one of the unspoken aims of that college is to get everybody married.
It's a good place to find.
So this is a perfect place to go on a date that you don't mm-hmm. You can't talk to each other in a movie, right? And so you get to go to this place and spend a ton of time talking, and it's supposed to be enchanted. And what better way to let somebody think that they have fallen in love with you than under the spell of the enchantment of Evermore?
And it's true,
genius.
They have wizards walking around, and I still don't get honestly. How they make their money, but I know you charge to get in. So mm-hmm. it's a charge to get in. And you just do these interactive things. They'll let you shoot bow and arrows and stuff like that. But so Evermore.
We'd like a spell, please. Kisses, first timers, and go. Oh, well, they said it. There's no mistletoe,
that's
but
exactly
pucker up, baby.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. So Evermore. So guess what happened? Taylor Swift and what? Just came out with her brand new album called Evermore.
Oh,
right?
My gosh.
And so Evermore. So that's not when they sued, by the way. So they sue Taylor Swift.
The Evermore folks.
Evermore folks.
Said,
hey, you took our word.
Now, wait a minute. Now, let's back up. When at first, at least my understanding, again, I'm going to give it because it's all starting. We're just learning. They only really started suing when she started putting out her apparel line with Evermore on it. Because don't forget, when you do trademarks and you do copyright stuff, you have to stay within your lane. So entertainment, they get entertainment Evermore, and apparently they have the copyrights and trademarks for this. But then I'm sure it's not in the music industry,
so she can
argue that. But the minute she puts her apparel out, a lot of times you put it, your trademark, you do it not only in entertainment, a park, but then you also put apparel, so you put it in two lanes. And then the minute she started putting her apparel out, her Evermore apparel, that's when the lawsuits came.
And the reason why is because the Evermore theme park claims that they noticed a noticeable drop in web traffic the minute Taylor Swift's Evermore clothing apparel line came out. And look, somebody goes into Google and they type in Evermore t-shirt. It used to, their claim is, well, that used to take you to our site.
Right.
Now it takes you to Taylor Swift's site, and people are buying it there, although they're searching, we think they're searching for us, but based on this drop, we know that they went somewhere else. If they're going to her site, and she's ranking higher in Google than us.
Obviously she's going to.
And we fear they'll do it forevermore.
Yes.
Oh,
and the problem is also, it's Taylor Swift, and she's beautiful, so some little nerds out there, okay, I guess I can't use the word. Somebody is out there, some wizard is like, I'd like the Taylor Swift spell, please, if I could get that. I'll just type in Evermore, and if I do my little wand, do I look like her?
But guess what? Do you think Evermore, now guess what? This is the best part. Two things happened. Number one, they responded, Taylor Swift did, and when I say Taylor Swift, it's her team, it's her corporation.
Taylor Swift has an extremely aggressive intellectual property host of attorneys team protecting her brand.
Right, so here we go. This is what happens. They write back, basically their answer is, at least according to, I've read it on a number of things. We've got, Hollywood Reporters talked about it. There's a whole bunch of people talking about it. But anyway, long story short, they said, because you're financially struggling Evermore, that's why you're bringing this lawsuit, and it has no merit, they're trying to claim.
They're even claiming that upon the release of the Evermore album, the claim from Taylor Swift camp is that the Evermore theme park at one point in time apparently said that the album has now created a marketing opportunity for the theme park. And so at one time, the Swift camp is saying, you guys were talking about how you were going to benefit from this. And the fact that it's down now, probably more attributable to the pandemic than anything else.
Do they play music from the album at the park? I mean, that's
okay, well, that's an interesting development there, Ted.
Good question. We're not there yet,
Didn't
Cal.
Mean to jump the shark, sorry.
You jumped it.
You know, and what they say is, in the letter back to the Evermore theme park,
right. The
Taylor Swift camp says that your claim is frivolous and irresponsible.
Irresponsible.
So, yes.
Now what happens? Here's the kicker. This is why it's important and interesting. So, obviously, you've got Taylor Swift's got all the money in the world and this little theme park. And, by the way, it sounds like it's owned by a little small amount of people.
Have you ever heard the phrase, the best defense is a good offense?
Have you ever heard the phrase, don't poke the bear?
Yes. So the best defense.
Taylor in this case with a big stick. Yeah.
So the best defense is a good offense. What is the new development?
Well, guess what? When Evermore opened up, they were using music without buying it from ASCAP. And what's the other one? There's
BMI.
ASCAP. And BMI.
Yeah,
right. And those are companies that you pay to, if you want to, let's say, musical parks, they run music all day long. You have to pay an association, and then they have the rights to use Taylor Swift stuff and whoever, Michael Jackson stuff.
And the association collects the money and distributes it to the artists in the terms of licensing or rights
That's
fees.
That's exactly right. And they never did that, Evermore. And they were playing Taylor Swift music prior to signing up for ASCAP /
BMI.
There's two types, right? And that's
ASCAP is the Association of American Society of Composers and Publishers,
right.
And BMI is Broadcast Music Corporation.
Okay, yeah. So anyway, and they said, oh, by the way, you're suing us. You never had the license and bought your license, and you were playing Taylor Swift music at Evermore. And you know how we know that? You finally paid it and did a retroactive payment to BMI.
Now,
to get
they may
the
have to actually get rights from the artist in some cases. I mean,
I don't know. I don't know. Then
like the suits against Trump and so on, they weren't just alleging ASCAP and BMI. They were alleging you did not get the artist's permission to use their song.
Yeah,
it's a squirrely area to me. But
to me too. Like if you're going to be on ASCAP / BMI, you know they should be able to use it.
If you're selling rights, you're selling rights.
You're selling rights. But the thing is they apparently didn't have that for quite some time.
Wow.
And we're blasting, tons of music all over. You know, that's not just for 5 minutes. It's for hours and hours and hours every day. And what they did is apparently you're able to, I didn't know this, to buy that service retroactively. So
yes.
They say, here's proof that you're using it. And they sued him.
Well,
they sued him.
That's because the agency comes after you and says, you're either going to pay or you're going to have a problem.
So BMI sent several letters. And then finally, Evermore Park applied for the retroactive license to the music they've been playing,
right.
But Taylor Swift and her team are now filing a lawsuit because of the unauthorized use prior to this point. And that appears to be in response to Evermore's lawsuit alleging copyright infringement or trademark infringement of the Evermore name.
But
so
if they paid the rights fees, where's the damage?
Well, it says they applied for it. I don't know if they actually got it.
Taylor, come on down. You guys all shake hands. I'll be the mediator. We'll all go there and have a good time and have a free meal. We're going to talk about the lawyer's pants on fire when we get back.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
What's your IRA?
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you serious? That is Armadillo.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
855-529-7234. We have a Twitter account. Go to Radio Law Talk's Twitter. Did you know, Todd? I checked our Twitter account the other day. And by the way, when we started the Twitter and the Instagram, we have both Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, that we had like three followers, you know, four followers. You go look at the Twitter. We have like 1,900 followers now on Twitter on Radio Law Talk. So, hey, jump on our Facebook, our Twitter, and our Instagram and get your friends to follow and push it up. How many followers do we have on Twitter?
I don't know. I'm not that fast.
Okay.
Your food goes in here.
Yeah. Twitter.
Back in my day, we didn't have Twitter. We just sent a message to the back of a pigeon and sent it your way. That's
here it is. Twitter account. Oh, shoot. That's not what you do. I'm just curious now. Now look, we don't have to do this, but I want to do this.
1,278 followers.
1,278, dude. We had like three or four. I didn't know that. Cal, Twitter is the thing. It's on this thing called a phone, iPhone. Cal, it's a phone.
I have an iPhone 10.
Oh, I thought
friend.
You still have the
I
dial.
Am so sophisticated, right. It would surprise you.
Okay, all right. Let's talk
the
about this lawyer.
Hang tumbled
yeah.
up every once
yeah,
in a while.
Let's talk about these lawyers. So this was a number of years ago. A lawyer out of Florida by the name of Stephen Gutierrez. Okay, so he's a criminal lawyer, and he's defending an individual that apparently had some issues with something about torching his car.
That's an arson case.
He torched his car for insurance money. Now, you're a former prosecutor for the DA's office in Tennessee and California, and you're a criminal defense lawyer. So I can talk about this all day long, but I want you to talk about it. So he's in court, right? He's in court, in trial. on this very important case, and something happens. What happens?
Well, you know, the defense was, things can spontaneously combust.
That was his defense.
Stuff can spontaneously combust. And while making that statement, the lawyer's pants caught on fire.
In the courtroom.
As if spontaneously, they caught on fire and started to smoke, and he ran out and had to put the fire out and then came back, and then he blamed it on a faulty battery in his e-cigarette or vaping device that he had.
Yeah.
It was later determined by law enforcement, they suspected that it was a stunt for
they
purposes of the trial. That's what they thought. But they didn't have enough evidence to prove that that's what he actually intended. So he was not prosecuted for doing a fake stunt
pants
in court.
On fire.
However, later on, that lawyer was disbarred for other filing a false claim of insurance claim and related to the arson case, and so he was disbarred. So all of that took place in 2017.
Right.
Okay. Well, Mr. Gutierrez has run afoul of the law again. Earlier this week, he was pulled over because he had a broken headlight. And this is down in Miami. Pulled over for the broken headlight. Now, this is just a fix-it ticket, but the cop can pull you over if you have a mechanical device that is not functioning properly.
It's spontaneous breakage.
Yeah, well, you know, that could have been his defense. So the cop pulls Mr. Gutierrez over, and as an officer is allowed to do, can have the suspect or the driver of the vehicle get out of the vehicle. Now, listen. Normally, if somebody is pulled over for a broken taillight, headlight, even speeding, the officer can't automatically search the vehicle. However, the law says that when the officer has the person step out of the vehicle, the officer is allowed to do a quick pat search of the individual for purposes of officer safety. And if in so doing, the officer happens to feel an object, and it could be a knife or a gun or contraband of some sort in a pocket, they're allowed to investigate. But that's the scope of the search that they're allowed to do. They can't go into the car, into the center console, into the trunk, based solely on a vehicle stop because of a headlight.
So
right?
it's a safety search or a precursor to a crime found on the person's body. Right.
It's primarily a safety search.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what they're looking for. And so the officer noticed, after having Mr. Gutierrez step out of the vehicle, that, there was a noticeable bulge in his pocket. Mr. Gutierrez's pocket.
Maybe he was just happy.
It could, not being able to ascertain the nature of the weapon or contraband, the officer investigated further.
But see, he's stepping out for a stupid headlight.
That's right.
They can't search. Can they search him?
Well, now here's the thing. Again, that's what I said. The officer can have them step out of the vehicle so that they're not in the vehicle.
Reason.
They're outside. And once having the person step out, the officer can do a pat search for officer safety. The officer can't go inside the car and search around, but they can search the individual they just had come out for safety. And he notices this bulge in the guy's pocket, and he goes to search like he's allowed to, at which point...
Don't tell me.
At which point, Mr. Gutierrez says, of the cylindrical container in his pocket, quote, "That's cocaine." You know, as a defense attorney...
Smart lawyer.
As a defense attorney, you know, you sit there, and I'm often reminded of
the... What should he have said? He should have just said nothing, right?
I'm often reminded of the phrase from Ron White, the comedian, where he said, the officer told me that I had the right to remain silent. He goes, I know I have the right to remain silent. I just lack the capacity. This guy didn't have to say a thing, but... And as a lawyer, you should have noticed, but as soon as he said, that's cocaine, it was... Done. So now he's facing a cocaine possession charge. I mean, honestly, knowing that he was getting pulled over, if he had taken the cocaine out of his pocket and put it in the center console and got out, the officer would have never had cause to go in and search anything else.
And we're not asking you to do illegal things, by
the
way. We're just saying...
But this is interesting.
This is interesting.
We have two cases now where people who listen to this show would probably say to themselves, what is the appropriate thing for me to do if I'm pulled over by a police officer or if I'm in an automobile accident. What should I do?
I used to love watching the show Cops, right?
Yeah, me too.
And it always amazed me. You'd see some guy get pulled over, and, you know, pulled over for speeding, and the cop would go up, and look, the cop's going to ask, mind if I look in the trunk? You know, they can ask if they want.
And the answer would be, yes, I do mind.
If the answer was, yes, I do mind, no, the cop, guess what? The cop can't get in the trunk.
He can say, well, I'm just going to delay it until I get a warrant, and you have a choice at that point. You can say, well, that's okay.
At which point you would say, all right, you're going to get a warrant. What felony
based
are you?
Based on what? Yeah.
Yeah. For speeding? Mm-hmm. And are you going to use the fact that I don't want to let you in the trunk as your reasonable or probable cause for the warrant? Because guess what?
You cannot use
the invocation of rights as the basis of your probable cause.
Right.
So, but it amazed me. The cop would say, yeah, mind if I look in the trunk?
Yes.
Oh, okay, go ahead. And they open it up, and there's a bale of marijuana in the trunk.
Or a dead guy back there.
You know, and it's like you want to go, you know, if you had said no, That's so funny. They couldn't get in the trunk. They couldn't do that. And now look.
Depending on the situation, unless you're like,
yeah, if it was just for speeding, you know, doing 65 and a 55.
If they believed there was a felony taking place, they could, of course, do that.
They could, of course, do that. However, there's really no exigency there. And so if you say no, then, okay, apply for a warrant. Not without a warrant. And then the cop has to go and explain to a magistrate why I believe that a crime has occurred, is about to occur, or is in the process of occurring. It's a felony that should get me into that trial.
I was thinking of something funny. I don't know why I'm thinking of this. My brain thinks this way. So you get pulled over speeding. They ask that question. You know there's nothing in your car. I mean, you are just as clean as a whistle. Do you want to get it? No. And, well, I'm going to get a warrant. All right, go through all that work. Bring the dogs out. It's clean. All right. Anything else? I could just see something like that. And he's got to have something, man. Just do that. But you have to have all day. You got to get ready to have a long day. So
yeah, you know, there. Actually, you can go on YouTube and find people that do that about their rights, where, you know, they'll go to a place they know that. Typically, it's the guys that are out in front of, like, a police station with a camera.
Right.
And they're videotaping the camera, doing stuff, and a cop comes out and tells them to knock it off because they're all worried. And
the guy says,
I've got the right to be here. You show me why. And it's this big altercation. But technically, the guy's right.
No, and a lot of times in government buildings, they'll walk in and video everybody in the government building. Mm-hmm. Why are you videoing? Because I have the right to.
Because I can.
It's a government, and I can come in and video.
But this Florida lawyer, Mr. Gutierrez, we'll see what happens with his cocaine charge. But, you know. Well, I think he's toast.
Do not keep your e-cigarette in your pocket during your trial.
That is probably not a good thing to avoid.
He's either toast or toasted.
Hour three, we're going to talk about the DWI with Bruce Springsteen. We're going to talk about TikTok privacy class action settlement. We'll be back. Hour number three. Keep your seatbelt on.
Yeah, don't go away, folks. More Radio Law Talk is coming up right here on many local radio stations and, of course, on RadioLawTalk.com.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.